for this. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Middle Edge podcast. It is Monday, August 6th, and it's my birthday. This is Rachel, editor of the Missouri Times, here with Ben and Alicia. Just like every other Monday morning now, we're coming to you live from one of our world headquarters. So it is the day before the primaries, everybody. Yay. It is Alicia's first election with us.
This is true. This is my first election as a reporter.
So this is going to be a character building experience, don't you think, Ben?
Yeah, to an extent. We'll see if we'll see how she feels after tomorrow night.
Yeah, so we are all going to St. Louis tomorrow. Going to go to some watch parties. Going to get on the ground. It's going to be super exciting, like every other election. And to be fair, I love elections, but I have to like mentally prepare for them. So I hope you all are ready, because tomorrow is the primary, and I've already received probably a dozen emails with the header, "Are you ready?"
Do you think everyone's ready?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
They seem to act like
it's getting philosophical at this point.
It really
is. Am I ready?
Well, the more that we see those emails, it really makes me start questioning whether I personally am ready. And I feel like the answer actually right now is I'm not.
You're not ready.
I'm not ready.
Alicia, are you ready for that jelly?
I am so ready to go vote tomorrow, because I'm really excited to
vote. You're a new Missouri voter.
Yes, and this is the first time that I'll actually get to go to, like, a polling place and fill out a ballot.
Is that because in Oregon they have voter fraud?
No, that's because in Oregon we do everything 100% mail-in ballot.
Mail-in?
Mail-in.
Oh. So
there's no polling places or anything.
Oh, is it because of the cult fraud in the 80s? If you haven't seen Wild Country on Netflix, you should watch it. Because that's where Alicia's from, I think. Looks like I've decided. Anyway, so first thing up, we have our top five stories of last week. And other than home and home pages and all that jazz, we had some coverage carryover of the primaries. But some things worth talking about are there are some leadership changes and some business changes here in Missouri. Caleb Jones is now going to be the next CEO of Missouri's Electric Cooperatives.
Yeah, it's a pretty big move. I mean, everyone's kind of expected big things out of Caleb since he left the legislature. He went on to become deputy chief of staff for the last governor. And then he left there to go take on this role with the Missouri Electric Cooperatives, which was, you know, it was a big moment. It was significant. And then got the announcement last week that he's going to be replacing Barry Hart as of January 6th.
That's some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, it's huge shoes.
You know, before I started at the Missouri Times, there was an article, a profile of sorts, about Caleb. And he talked about how he had, like, the biggest phone book contact list, whatever that's called, Missouri politics.
Yeah, Caleb, they just always called him the, was it the most well-connected person in the legislature? And if you ever actually get to see that in action, it's kind of impressive.
It is impressive. Also on the top stories of last week, David Willis is joining Catalyst Government Relations team. So we got another staffer turned capitalist?
Yeah.
I don't know. Good for him, though. That is a major win for Catalyst, both ways, both for Willis and for Catalyst.
Yeah, it's a giant move for both sides. Both of them are going to really take advantage of that situation.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, it's a solid move.
Also, on the five things that happened last week, some stories we talked about last week were also top reads this past week, obviously, like the new polling on Holly with an edge over McCaskill. It sounds like he might be ready to win this.
Do you think Josh Holly is ready right now?
Based on the emails.
You know, I just got an email from the Holly campaign from Kyle Plotkin. I haven't seen a typo from him yet, so I'm going to assume he's a stand-up fellow. Are you ready? Hello, everyone. If you haven't yet voted in the primary, be sure you have a game plan for tomorrow. Alicia, what's your game plan for voting in the primary tomorrow?
Get there when the polls open and vote.
Wasn't the polls open at 6? Like, yeah. You can just wait. Like, I would wait until after 8 so you don't have that morning rush.
That's a pretty...
I'm more of a 9 to 10 a.m. voter.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a pretty impressive move if you're going to show up at 6. Like,
you don't get tailgate? Me wrong.
I was still, like, trying to vote and then, you know, get my work done.
Well...
As your coworker, I 100% support this.
So
you do that while I go vote at, say, 9 or 10.
Because I will be going to court tomorrow at 10:30.
For those of you wondering, that does not mean Alicia is actually appearing in court as a defendant or plaintiff. She will actually be covering...
The gas tax,
the right? Gas tax trial.
Yes.
You want to give a
They hold a press release. Or they hold a press conference. You need to ask them, are you ready to vote, if they haven't voted yet? Just ask them. I'm just saying. So I'm kind of flipping through the top, like, 20 stories of last week, but another one is NBC has an executive director again.
Yeah.
Liz Ziegler up.
Yeah.
She is a very smart, knowledgeable lady, and I'm excited to see what she has in store.
Yeah, that's a really solid play for the NBC.
She's been of counsel for as long as I've been in Jeff City.
She's been counsel for NBC. She's a... She's been an assistant professor in that time. Like, she's done a lot of things. But when it comes to any time you need any kind of verdict with any of the MEC decisions, she's always a quick call and a great answer. So,
and she's always more than happy to be helpful.
Yeah,
because obviously that's in their best interest to be helpful. So I think we've got someone assertive, we got someone smart up to bat there, and that'll be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Most people listening to this aren't going to listen to it before they vote, so I just want to skip the rest of the primary coverage. Obviously, we'll have more today and tomorrow. We will have live coverage Tuesday evening. But I want to talk about something really important and near and dear to all of our hearts, and that is Chiefs training campus this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Ben, you went.
It was so great.
How did Travis Kelce look?
Travis Kelce looked really good. You know, he's catching some really nice passes, double coverage every now and then.
Was that a double entendre or...
No.
Okay, literally catching balls?
Yeah, literally catching balls.
So, Ben and I play in... fantasy league together, and Travis Kelce was my keeper this year. I love me some Kelce. Probably
preface that with the fact that everyone who knows anything about fantasy football and keeper leagues, you get to take one person from last year and keep them. Now, Rachel chose Travis Kelce, though Antonio Brown is also on her lineup.
Yeah, I could have had Antonio Brown, but I feel like I can't rely on him. And now that I'm 30, that's just what I need in my life. I need people I can rely on for consistency. Like the Chiefs tight end.
Travis Kelce is definitely consistent.
Yes.
I mean...
So, the other players on the Chiefs, other than Travis Kelce, how did they look?
Everyone looked really good.
Is Kareem Hunt still on the team?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt's probably going to be the starting running back, though he's got a Spencer Ware behind him coming back from his ACL injury. Yeah. So
I'm always wary of... loving superstar rookies a lot, because I always get disappointed when they get traded away.
I mean,
but I'm a big fan of Hunt.
I don't think Hunt's going anywhere anytime soon, unless some crazy trade comes.
So did he do some showcasing? How did he look?
You know, he really wasn't doing too much on the field. They're trying to keep him a little fresh and avoiding potential issues. So running backs, for the most part, when you're watching the running backs this time around, it was Spencer Ware and a bunch of newbies.
Okay.
So there's the two Williams. They're both just recent signings. Both of them look really good. Wide receivers look pretty stellar, though. Sammy Watkins just joined the team over the last year, and he was making some pretty insane catches. Had another one-handed grab. So
interesting.
Him and Mahomes seem to be clicking pretty well.
You know, that's one of those names I just don't pronounce until, like, we're three games into the season, so I can remember that I'm not pronouncing it incorrectly or correctly, whatever. But anyway, speaking of Travis Kelce, did you see the new E60 with him and his brother?
I did not get to watch it
yet. Lineman for the Eagles, right? Yeah. And so there's this promo, and they're talking about how Travis has significantly... maybe not better, but more style than his brother. And his brother just seems to be a t-shirt and jeans guy. And, like, Kelce's wearing, like, this stuff off the runway. It's suits. It's not even like ready wear stuff. It's literally like, I think he pulled it off of a model in Paris or something. Which, I mean, it's fine with me. But I have noticed there hasn't been a new season of Catching Kelsey. So I'm gonna Google that, see how that's going. Do you know how that's going?
You know, I can safely admit that I did not watch any of it and did not pay attention.
I have this problem with reality shows where I only watch like the first half of the season and then I get bored, and then like 2 years later I'm like, oh, what happened to Flava Flav? Or hey, Bret Michaels.
Oh. Since you mentioned Flava Flav, I have to tell you that one of my buddies went to San Diego about 2 weeks ago, and they were walking around on the beach.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay.
They ran into Flava Flav.
No.
Yeah, and he even had...
No.
He even had the giant clock and everything. He's sitting there eating a hot dog.
Was it a nice clock, or was it like TJ Maxx clearance, or was it like Walmart top of the line?
I don't know. I honestly didn't
I don't know where people buy clocks.
I was just impressed that they actually ran into Flava Flav.
Yeah. I remember the first season of Flava Flav's reality romance show. There was this talented basketball player who was actually very short, but she was very good at playing basketball. You know, like 2 years later, she was dating Shaq. Mm-hmm. And she was like literally half his height. Alicia, would you date Shaquille O'Neal?
This is a great transition.
I think it is.
I like this.
Let me Google.
Do you know who, you don't know who Shaquille O'Neal is?
Well,
are you serious?
On that note, I think the podcast.
He was just on Family Feud. Like, you know Charles Barkley is?
When we were kids, he had taco neck.
Have you seen Space Jam?
No.
No. Do you recognize that face?
That's the name of Shaq.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
Oh, this I can't. This has taken a turn. I need to Google for some fun questions.
I know K-State football. Like, that's all I know.
Alicia, I'm going to tell you this again. When it comes to sports. You need to not admit that to people.
Do you know who Coach Beasley is?
Pam Beasley?
Who's Coach Beasley? Yeah, she says she knows. She says she knows that K-State football. So, to be fair, I come from a family that has, like, purple basements with, like, murals of Wildcats on the wall, because several members of my family are K-State alum. I have, on my basement walls, the Edward Jones Dome, a Detroit Red Wings thing? I think that's hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So, fun questions to ask people. I've got some. Okay. Ben, what would you name your boat if you had one? And if you need to think about this, Ben and I mean, in general, if I need to blow off steam, I go to Target. And Ben was lucky to be my Target date a few weeks ago, and I'm so proud of him because he bought some throw pillows.
I did.
And they have boats on them.
I did.
Those are some manly throw pillows. And they're indoor-outdoor, so you can just drool all over them. Or
I have not actually had the privilege of drooling on my own pillows yet. Now, back to the important question of what I would name a boat. I was a big fan of Boaty McBoatface back in the day.
Boaty McBoatface. I can't even say it.
I really wanted that to happen, but it let me down.
Two more cups of coffee and then I can say it.
But I feel like if I was going to have a boat, I would probably have to throw it back to the Flying Dutchman and be like, this is going to end badly.
You know, I've always wondered about boats. Like, obviously, they have, like, their Department of Transportation, like, registration or whatever on the side. Can there be boats named the same thing? Kind of like, you can only have one license plate that says a certain thing.
I'm going to assume that it's not really the name of the boat.
I mean, I keep thinking about Forrest Gump painting Jenna on the side. Jenna. Have you seen Forrest Gump, Alicia?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank Lord.
I didn't grow up completely under a rock.
What would you name your boat? Shaquille O'Neal.
Shenene. Something with cattle.
No.
It's something with cattle.
Longhorn.
No.
Boats. Would you put longhorns on the front of your boat?
No.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
I'm not a particular fan of American breeds of cattle.
Oh my gosh. So your boat. So fancy. Let's segue out of here when we get down this tunnel.
Probably like Black Pearl, something nerdy.
Oh.
I would definitely go the nerd route with that.
Okay.
Or maybe the Millennial Falcon.
Okay, so she took it to Star Wars now.
Oh.
I am drinking out of a Star Wars cup.
I would name it the USS Constitution.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with something like that, to be honest. Like, I would go in, like, another direction. Like, Missouri has... So, I have to talk about something first. So, we have a radio show called Show Me Missouri. We've taped several episodes. We're gonna start popping that out hard. Would recommend you watching it. It's in the podcast store. If you're Android or Apple, it's there. I promise. If it's not, text me. I will fix it. If you don't have my number, you probably don't need to text me anyway. But I'm just saying. Anyway, so we go county by county and we talk about the histories of each county, which is amazing. Last week I learned that Howard County was literally broken into 32 counties in the 1830s, and that's amazing. Anyway, so I have this spreadsheet that Scott and Riley have been working on. I think this is it. I'm really glad no one can see my screen right now. But Missouri has a lot of great names of former governors. Like, we got Lilburn Boggs, Meredith Marmaduke. Actually, that's it. I would name my boat Meredith Marmaduke and just pray he hasn't done anything weird. He was only governor for 1 year. Oh, he's from Ray County. I lived in Ray County for a while, so I'm going to still go with Meredith Marmaduke and hope. Wait, is he the one who stole the state seal and, like, headed out for Texas? Is this a little bit before the Civil War? I bet he's the... No, that was Sterling Price, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't name your boat Sterling Price. Please don't.
Or, there's another Marmaduke. There's John Sappington Marmaduke from 1885 to 87, just to be clear.
Do you just want to name your boat Marmaduke and then cover
it? I like Marmaduke.
You want to cover it in Marmaduke cartoons, too?
I might.
I'm not judging.
I might.
It would definitely be a very unique boat.
Yeah, it would. Because everything is unique. If it's not unique, it's just not worth having. I'm just saying. Living life cliche is just boring.
What a cliche thing to say.
So, next fun question. Okay, actually, I think I know what Ben's gonna say. Which fictional character would be the most boring to meet in real life? Most interesting to meet in real life?
I mean, there's a lot of ways to go here. You probably have to narrow it down and be like, am I just thinking books? Am I thinking movies? Am I thinking Disney movies?
There's such a wide range of
options. What Disney character would you be most disappointed by in meeting in real life? Because obviously the answer is Gaston.
Actually, I could enjoy meeting Gaston because I'd be like, he's such a
like, he'd be fun for like 15 minutes and then it's like, check please. Or, you know, knife to the chest on a castle rooftop. Whatever works out for you.
I think I would try to hang around him for a while because I assume there's free beer that's coming to him, so I could steal those.
You remember how fast he drank those, though?
Yeah, because he's not a quitter.
And then he swallowed 12 dozen eggs.
Five dozen eggs. Every morning to help him get large.
Yeah. I mean, he's swole. Alicia, do you disagree with us that it would be Gaston? Or would be, I don't know, would, wouldn't.
Realistically, I'm going to go ahead and say that I think the person who would probably annoy the most, me personally, would probably be either the little girl from Monsters Incorporated or...
Boo?
Yeah, or Boo. Wally.
So I haven't seen Wally.
I watched Wally recently, and the whole time I was kind of bored. Didn't do much for me.
I'm not a big robot person. Kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
Period. So. Sorry.
Everyone listening, Wally wasn't my thing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So the character that would probably annoy me the most is actually Scar from...
Really? Do I annoy you? Because I feel like lately he's kind of been my spirit animal.
He's got enough sass for everyone.
Yeah. Also, speaking of Scar, did you see the lineup for The Lion King, the new live action one?
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited for this. They did get James Earl Jones back to come and do Mufasa's voice. It's just like God intended, folks.
Obviously. Donald Glover is Simba, Beyonce is Nala. James Earl Jones, obviously Mufasa. I can't pronounce that name, but Scar is obviously back. Seth Rogen's gonna be Pumbaa.
Yeah.
John Oliver is Zazu.
Yeah.
I love John Oliver.
John Oliver is hilarious, and he's a perfect fit for that.
Yes. And then there's some other people I'm not familiar with, but I'm very excited for this. And to be fair, like, I am not a big celebrity person, so I'm sure a lot of these people... Keegan-Michael Key, I know that name.
Keegan-Michael Key?
Key... Yeah, I know that guy. He was on Saturday Night Live, right?
No, Key and Peele.
Key and Peele, right.
You done messed up.
Oh, yeah, he was in Tomorrowland. Also, Pitch Perfect 2. My children really like Pitch Perfect.
And there's a new network, a Netflix TV show with him. Like, Friends from College, it's called.
Ooh.
Riley was a...
I don't...
Partaking?
Yeah.
Interesting. He was adopted by two social workers.
I think I'm gonna put us back on track here and
hot dog.
Just make sure that your answer is Gaston. That's the one you don't want to meet.
I think he'd be a bit much. Like, okay. Obviously in politics we hang out with a lot of very larger than life characters, but he is like a bit much.
Did you say there's people we know that are like Gaston?
I mean, aspects of him, whole package, no.
I'd be interested.
We all just thought about this.
And not anymore.
Not anymore. Maybe it's best.
You know, Gaston's the type of guy who would get pulled over in Warren County for going too fast and be like, you know, I'm sorry, like, it's not working out with my wife. I've been on the clubbing scene, just got back from survivalist camp, etc. And, like, no one likes that guy. Like,
you're assuming he would have a wife.
Own your mistakes is all I'm saying.
So, I'm going to assume you have another question ready.
Yeah, what is the best and worst... No, we already talked about that, like, weeks ago.
Did we?
Yes. Yeah,
best and worst purchases.
We didn't like Alicia's answers.
Alicia said cows.
We already talked about that one, too. What quote or saying do people spout that is complete BS?
YOLO.
I'm a fan of YOLO. It never annoyed me as much as other people.
I'm just saying, they don't know that for sure, because, you know, what if there is reincarnation? Well, it turns out you live more than once. So, there's no way to really prove that, but my favorite
is... Okay, you dirty hippie.
You only YOLO once. That's the best.
That doesn't even make sense.
That's like Inception. That's like Memeception.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's great.
Oh, shit. You got something?
She's Googling.
She's Googling. This is hardcore.
So.
Whoa.
There's actually, oh, yeah. There's actually a proverb that really.
If you give a man.
Are you reading the full one?
Yeah.
Because it's.
Because I want to get it right.
It's one of those incomplete quotes.
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone's. I'm going to tell them what it is.
Okay.
Because we need to keep talking. So the phrase is blood is thicker than water. There's even a Garth Brooks song about this. But that's not the complete phrase.
No. The complete phrase.
Here, click on that one. I read that article. We're slowly, like, going down the podcast spiral into Joe Rogan territory. Pull that up.
We're Joe Rogan?
The full phrase is the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb.
Yeah.
That's the actual phrase, and it annoys me when they're like, blood is thicker than water.
But, wait, what is the next line in the Garth Brooks song? But love is thicker than blood or something? Like,
I don't know.
Blood is thicker than water.
I'm gonna be honest, it's not like it's a really
It's not a common Garth Brooks song. He didn't sing it at it's on the Scarecrow album. Honestly, my favorite album. But the first line is she's born in Kansas City, so I really love it. Blah blah blah, everything's tragic because it's a country song. But love is thicker than blood.
Okay.
So, whatever. It's another one of those songs where it's like everything's tragic and miserable. Do you have a phrase? YOLO. That's YOLO. Yeah. If you... No, I'm not going to ask that.
Are you sure?
And just as a reminder...
Are you ready?
You all can, like, text and email me. I know you guys listen to this. Like, it amazes me how many people listen to this podcast. And it gives me joy.
On purpose.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You can't, like, accidentally listen to a podcast. It's like six steps to get there. Ben, what's the most useless talent you have?
I'm just going to go ahead and tell this because I actually used this useless talent yesterday.
I'm impressed.
Okay.
So, me and a couple of my friends from back home have developed the talent to almost always be able to get something out of the claw machine whenever you play it.
That's a useful talent as some of my children.
I don't have any kids, though, so it's a quick way to wind up with a bunch of stuffed animals.
I mean, I got kids.
What's wrong with stuffed animals, Ben?
I feel like, as a man, I don't need that many in my bedroom.
Are you not?
Oh, no. Are you like those ladies with all the unicorns in their bedroom whenever they're 30? That ain't me. Just to be clear, that's my daughter. That's where I put my unicorns now.
Oh, so you just unload all of your unicorns on your daughter.
Yeah. It's like, I'm like, oh, I love this unicorn for my daughter.
Liar.
Or I love this dragon for my daughter.
I don't think that I have any stuffed animals.
Really?
There's a little stuffed Superman, but he's kind of a chew toy, to be honest. So.
For you?
Yes, because obviously I chew on toys.
Interesting.
That's called sarcasm, but okay.
Jake Zimmerman wants you to know the day is here, and it matters.
Am I ready?
No, that's Josh Hawley.
Okay, but am I ready?
I love get out the vote emails so much.
You heard that, everyone. Please send all of them to Rachel.
Okay, probably
at MissouriTimes.com.
I probably already get them.
Voicemail, whatever.
Yeah. I just love to see how people think they will motivate people to get out and vote for them.
That's a good point. I want to see how people can motivate Rachel today since it's her birthday. So everyone, please tweet at Rachel, are you ready with the best birthday gift that you can find?
It's obviously Confetti Man. No one can see me throw my hand up, but it was just like Confetti Man. But yeah, I'm enjoying all the, I just got, so if you have a, I'm going to turn on volume.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rachel. Happy birthday.
So everyone knows.
That is a unicorn.
Happy birthday. Stop. So, like, apparently if you have an iPhone X, you can make, like, an animatronic-type video of yourself singing. So, just so everyone knows, that was my best friend singing happy birthday to me.
Through the gif.
As a unicorn.
Of a unicorn.
Yeah. So, with noise. A gif with noise.
Way to go, unicorn lady, then, I guess.
Actually, let's talk about, I want to talk about something real for a moment.
Oh, no.
So, there's been this new, and I mean, it's not a new trend, but it's happening again. Where big city newspapers start to highlight small town, rural area, primaries or general elections, candidates that have views that are more old school. For example, apparently Hardy Millington down in Poplar Bluff believes mm-hmm. that it is more dangerous to be gay than to smoke cigarettes. And it's always so funny because whenever I see articles like that, I'm like, the titles will be like, outrage in Poplar Bluff. And then it doesn't quote anyone from Poplar Bluff. Like, there's no outrage. And there's a new, I just got it in my email. In HD 94, which is, that's Jeff County? It's Gloria Brown's old seat.
That's the one I believe actually straddles Jefferson County and St. Louis County.
Okay. So, oh dear. Yeah, so apparently there is, some people think things are getting ugly, which are attempting to insert Islamophobia into the primary. It's a little late in the game for that actually to have an impact, especially considering it's just on a flyer. But what do you guys think about that? Because I would never assign either of you a story, and I don't think either of you would ever pitch a story like, hey, I would like to report faux outrage. And
I feel like what's the best way to put this? I feel like we clash enough on story ideas sometimes to where, you know, we've had the moment where we just kind of accept that, yeah, Ben's probably not going to write this. But there's also been times where Ben's like, hey, I think we should write this. And Rachel goes, no.
Nope.
So I think there's a good mix there. But I think that in those type of scenarios like that, I think we're all pretty much on board on the same thing, that we really just have no interest in making up things, because the truth is usually far more interesting anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And I have this philosophy in general. Like, if you're not sure what you're doing is right, flip it around. Like, would the Daily American Republican Poplar Bluff run a story about liberal views of a St. Louis candidate? No. It's not necessarily what you expect, but it's...
Well, realistically...
It's commonplace. It's not shocking.
No.
It's nothing new. It's not news. Anyway, so that's my kind of side rant. So, of course, with the elections, there's a lot of that lately. And please send me your faux outrage stories, because those amuse me. And, of course, spare me... What is the phrase? Is it spare me your faux outrage? Spare me your false tears? I don't know. There's a movie out there. If someone knows what I'm talking about, send me an email, because now I look like an idiot. Wow. Someone bought a scratcher ticket at a gas station and with spare pocket change, probably in their console, and won $55,558.
Well, that wasn't me.
In the 5x bingo $3 game.
I need to go play that.
I've never played the lottery.
Oh, do they have lottery in Oregon?
They do.
Okay, we're going to take a field trip now, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
I come from a family, we're very conservative Christian, and so I had never scratched my own lotto ticket until I moved to Jeff City, and I met Brandon and met his family, and I had my own stocking before we were even married, which is awesome. And they give us, like, Santa gives us, like, five tickets or something, and I had the most fun ever scratching these, and I won, like, $3 over my last five Christmases with them. So,
Wait.
This guy won 55 grand, so you never know.
So when we say lottery, do we mean, like, the big lottery or even scratchers tickets? Never
even
done those?
Even scratchers, like, tickets.
Oh, wow.
Anything.
Okay. I'm going to bring the next one. Have you ever gambled?
No.
Have you ever been to a casino? No?
I've been to a casino, but I never gambled. We stopped at one on a livestock judging trip to eat at the buffet.
Even Riley's been to a casino. Like, they didn't let her in, but she went into the building with me.
Yeah. Like, I've been into a casino. I just haven't gambled.
What's that?
She went out to eat instead. Anyway.
It's like the lyrics from What a Girl Wants. I always look, but I never touch. That's Alicia in the casino.
Oh, no, my advice for casinos is to find someone who looks like they're from out of town and looking to have a great time. And find them at a table of a game you don't know how to play. And you will not only have great luck, but you'll learn a ton. Like, I know how to play craps now, everybody.
See, I don't know how to play any of the games in a casino.
Do you know how to play blackjack?
Except for blackjack.
Okay.
There's one.
All right.
Something tells me you can't screw up slots, so...
I would find a way.
You just push a button.
Yeah.
And then cash out. Assuming there is cash to cash out.
There's always cash to cash.
Anyway, so it is Monday of primaries week.
It's the day before tomorrow.
It is. Yes, it is the day before tomorrow, Ben. Very good. There's a lot of heated primaries to watch. There's Democratic primaries in St. Louis worth watching. I believe HD87, was that the one I talked about in the Whispering Gallery this morning? Senator Sheen made an endorsement, so there's a couple key front runners there. It is competitive. Obviously, there's plenty of other races to watch. We will keep providing coverage, as we always do, and we will not give you any of that faux outrage. Anyway, happy birthday to me. And don't forget to go vote tomorrow. And get ready to go vote tomorrow, at least.
Be ready.
Are you ready?
Be ready.
Are you ready?
Be ready. We're all ready.